Hello, hello everybody. Welcome to yet another episode of Mindful Minutes. I'm Tanay Sarpoddar, and today we are diving into a topic that's both timeless and transformative. The topic is power of storytelling, crafting authentic brands for Indian SMBs. You remember last week we delved into a different topic, which is probably a precursor to this one, which is branding beyond logos, with Shantanu Parmar, and it has been an amazing conversation starter amongst colleagues that I've had so far around this week. Everyone loves, you know, an honest opinion and an attempt. So here we are, back as we promised, take the discussion further. But first, let me welcome back Shantanu.
Hi, hey, Shantanu,
welcome to Mindful Minutes.
Thank you so much for having me again. It's been a pleasure, and I guess since our last podcast, it has actually inspired a lot of people, and I'm really happy with the engagement, you know, that a lot of people have come up with some of the questions which were like so surprising that, you know, how come a brand can't be recognized without a logo? And I was like, it can be.
it's a conversation starter, like I said. You know,
yeah.
People are very intrigued with this idea. And they've not yet thought about it. So it was good to have that interaction. I've had a couple of interactions with marketing leaders also. And they've given me a good insight into, you know, how branding works for enterprises. However, for this podcast, we are going to focus on SMBs, which is why we'll take it sometime later.
Okay.
So let's take the discussion further. Storytelling, as it has been a cornerstone of human connection for centuries. And whether it's our, you know, renowned history, Mahabharata, Ramayana, Panchatantras, or the tales that we kind of talk over a tea or a coffee, all these stories have shaped how we see the world, how we build trust, and how we act and respond in certain situations. Today, we'll try to explore how Indian SMBs can leverage storytelling at the core to create authentic and impactful brands. Impactful brands. So over to you, Shantanu. I would love to hear your thoughts.
Thank you, Tanay. And I guess storytelling, we as an Indian, we have that in our blood, like since the start. Like you just have mentioned, in our ancient books, Ramayana, Bharata, it has been already been mentioned and has been portrayed to us time over time. We have grew up, you know, whenever we want to understand something, we always portray it in a form of a story.
Yes.
The reason behind that is because, you know, it make us, the normal people, more, it is like more easy for us, because over the course of time, we have understood like things have become so complicated. So why not make it so simple? And right. Thanks to our, ancestors and ancient, Vedas and all that, because they have taught us that, you know, there is a way how to communicate things. And what is the easiest way is to have it in a form of a story. Because we all grew up, you know, reading those story books and all, because that's what stuck with us. That's what we make us as a human to, you know, attach with something, whether it's a child book books or, you know, kindergarten stories and all that. So said that, though we have evolved over the course of time, we still have that emotional connect. And that's why the storytelling has become more important and critical and crucial to in today's time where everything is so cluttered and chaos. Because everybody wants to, you know, create an impact, especially when it comes to SMBs, where they really want to stand out, how they can do it. So storytelling is somewhere, you know, they have to find a way of doing it. Like you need to make sure that, you know, you don't sell, you connect.
Correct.
With your audience. And connection is only and only being done by a right storytelling. So, I mean, there is no such thing called, you know, like the old days are gone, the new generation has come, storytelling is outdated. No, it's not. It's still new. It's still relevant. It's still fresh. It's just the way it has to be done. It has changed.
I would agree to that. It's not just a strategy or a tactic.
Yes.
It's only a way to humanize the business. I mean, if you have a good compelling story, you can humanize the business and build trust and stand out with your competition. Otherwise, if with big corporations, they have bigger budgets. But SMBs, they often rely on personal connections and trust. And that's where storytelling actually helps. That is what we are looking at. Before this podcast, I told you that, you know, I'm going to share some links, some insights into certain books that I love. So here's a starter. We've had a lot of interaction over this concept, and we'll just start with why. That's the book that I really want a lot. I love, you know, because people don't buy what you do. Why do you? Instead, they buy why you do it. And that is the principle where we are targeting. Storytelling exactly points to why you do it. So anything more you want to add to why storytelling?
Being a marketer, okay, it is something which you have to do. Okay. It's like must have. Because, you know, like you mentioned, in SMBs, you always have limited budget. We are not like big enterprises and, you know, we have a lot of opportunities and ample space where we can experiment and all that. No, SMBs have a very limited opportunity with a very less budget where you have to create an impact. Exactly. So you have to be very strategic. You have to be very smart enough to understand, okay, in order to communicate and interact with your customer, what should you be doing? First, obviously, I mean, knowing your customer, like we said, spoken in the last time, you need to know your customer. But before knowing your customer, you also need to know what is your purpose. Like, why are you doing it? Which you have already mentioned. Why are you doing it? Why do you want to reach out to your customer? Why do you want to convey this story? What is the objective of this story? What a customer will get out of this story? Because if you can answer all these why, then the storytelling will be like half of the journey you have already, you know, covered there, because you have answered the big why there. Why somebody really want to listen to you? Just like that, why somebody want to listen to this podcast? We are also conveying a story here.
Exactly.
So there, you, if you can answer that why to your customer or to your audience, it become easy for them to understand you. So storytelling is just like a platform. It's a base, but you have to build that. You have to build on top of answering all the whys. And we will get into the part of it, like how to go ahead about it. And I'll share something also, you know, with the audience after this podcast, that how you can answer this why and what is the approach towards it.
Absolutely, absolutely. You are absolutely right when you said the most important thing is the purpose.
Yeah.
And that is exactly what is storytelling. Why does your business exist?
Correct.
Is it, you know, is it your dharma or is it your North Star? You have to define the purpose.
I mean, correct.
There are good books along this line. So I've read one which is Good to Great by Jim Collins. And it kind of emphasizes the importance of, you know, clear and compelling purpose that drives your action. But I would add two more things to this. So it's not just purpose. The second one is emotions. Because people connect with emotions, not just products or services. So your brand has to evoke similar emotion, whether it's hope or inspiration or trust.
So agreed.
That has to be evoked. And the third one, last but not the least, is authenticity. You have to be true. You cannot just, you know, give anything. You have to have a story that feels, you know, connected with your values. Otherwise, it doesn't resonate.
I also want to add one more. It's about values also. What do you believe in?
Correct.
Because if a customer is not able to understand what you believe in, then why would they, you know, be with your brand? I mean, they don't know your beliefs.
Correct. So authenticity is values.
Correct.
Awesome. So moving on, how do you craft such a brand story then? What do you think?
Okay, so there is a rule book, there is a checklist, you know, which I believe that every marketer should follow as a beginner, at least. This is what I have started. I mean, over my, you know, 10 years of experience when I was struggling with this, like, you know, one of the CMO came to us like, hey, Shantanu, we have to do a campaign and you have to, you know, create a story around it. And I was like, okay, then how should I go ahead about it? So that's where I have done my own homework. I have studied and researched, and I have come up with certain checklist. Like before, you know, you have to start doing everything. You have to have certain checklists. The first thing is know your customer.
Mm-hmm.
if you have understood your customer, that is the biggest thing when it comes to storytelling. When I say know your customer, it's not like, okay, I know my customer is this. No, you have to know your customer end to end. Where your customers spend a lot of your time. Your customer is active on social media, or is it an old school guy who's still reading the newspaper? Because that is more important, because when you know the actual channel and the platform where your customer is, then you can go back and think about, okay, this should be my format or my way ahead about the stories. It could be a video format. It could be, an article or a blog. Everything starts from there. Because if you know where your customer is, what are the touch points, then only you start building on it. Because tomorrow, if I make a video and I will tell Tanay, this is my video and this is an amazing video of my brand, can you just have a look at it? Tanay will be like, no, yeah, Chandru, I don't want to watch a video. I'm a bookish person. Correct. I was like, oh, I made a mistake there. My way of communicating is wrong. So knowing your customer is very, very important, which I used to call it the hero journey, where, you position your customer as a hero in your communication. And you create and conceptualize the entire story around it. So hero at the center is what is required. Second is you need to have a problem solution approach. What do I mean by problem solution approach? Because you cannot make a random video one day out of the blue and you will be like, hey guys, this is a video and this speaks about my brand and what I offer. No, if your story is not talking about the problem statement of your customer, the customer is not going to talk about it. They're not going to relate it. And also the solution part, educating somebody about a problem is a different thing, but giving a solution and an offering is a different part as well. So you have to make sure that once you know your customer, once your hero is at the center, you have covered both the problem and the solution part as well, which is again, third, which you have already mentioned, actually the emotional angle. Every story needs to have an emotion. You cannot go ahead with the plain vanilla stuff and say, hey guys, problem A, this is the solution B. No, it doesn't work like that these days. And emotional angle, it has changed a lot. It has evolved a lot. During old days where people used to have some, the ads were well focusing to the point. I remember in the 20s time, people used to have, big celebrities and actors in their videos and all that. And they were just talking like, hey guys, this is the best product, buy it. Plain vanilla stuff. No brainer. But still people used to connect with that and they were like, okay, there is something with this brand. I don't want to call the names, but in the past, a lot of celebrities have done that. They have become the brand ambassadors. Correct. Still, we have the brand ambassador thing going on, but it has changed a lot. It has evolved a lot. In the current scenario, ad parodies are working. I don't know whether you must have seen the latest ads that are working. YouTube has done a great job by, replicating the Kasautis in the Geeka serial and all. Flipkart has done Sara Bhai versus Sara Bhai. These are just nostalgic thing, and ad parodies have done such an amazing job. Even The Cred has done it. Instamart has done it. Yes. All these people have done such a smart thing where they have built the ads, they have built the story on our childhood memories. Yes. Now you think how emotional they have gone there. It triggered us. It's like, oh, this is something which I have watched like 20 years back, 10 years back. So the emotional angle is very critical and very crucial. It doesn't matter that you want to put your product at the center, but your hero is at the center, which is your customer. Correct. Because I can relate with that. So the emotional angle is it makes sense. Purpose, value, journey, customer is all a part of it. There is a detailed list. If I go on and on and on, then this entire podcast will go on for like the next 2 hours. So what I'll do is instead of that, I'll create a checklist and I'll share it with you.
I was just about to say that.
Yeah.
Not to have that checklist. You bang on, that framework includes, it has to start with your origin and that's your customer or yourself. If I'm talking about my brand as a story, my brand has a beginning. It will have a purpose. What was the problem that I was trying to solve? What was the passion that I wanted to pursue? There's this interesting book by Seth Godin. This is Marketing. That's the title. And it talks about, how you should speak to change you're trying to make. Speak about the change that you're trying to make. And you mentioned about challenges. Because authentic stories aren't like all sunshine and rainbows.
Yeah.
So, It cannot be. I mean, you remember the best example is we mentioned Ramayana, right? So I keep coming back to that. I've been always fascinated with you know, this part of Sundarkand where Lord Hanuman was asked to go to Lanka and figure out, you know, the whereabouts of Maa Sita. Just imagine, he's not just gone there. He has, you know, faced so many challenges on the way. But that entire Sundarkand has been portrayed in such a way that it will tell you how that obstacle has come, how he has overcome it. What is more inspiring is his perseverance, how it has to be done, and look at it from a holistic angle. Because he's not just going to go and come back.
No, correct.
He has to go and look at it in a perspective that when we are going to come back again, I should know everything. So, and the last part, which is impact, which is where it connects. So you can't have a story without showcasing how your business is making a difference, which is what you mentioned. And of course, there will be a lot of things along the way. So storytelling, I believe it's a practice. You have to continuously do it. You have to adapt. You have to, you know, continuously change it, update it, and refurbish it in a way that, you know, it clearly conveys what you want to say.
Agreed. And just adding to your example, I think that most of the people can relate with it. We have seen Ramayana during a lot long back, but we have seen various versions of Ramayana over the course of time. Every decade brings a new version of it. Mm-hmm. Why it is required? Why you have to, you know, package your story in a different manner, because over the course of time, every generation required a different way of looking at it. Okay. So you need to change, which you have also mentioned. Change is constant. And you have to package your story in a very different manner over the course of time. And we ourselves have seen four different versions of Ramayana in our generation itself. So the base is same. The core is same. You know, the purpose is same. The values are there. The packaging is different. That's one of the aspect also of the brands, you know, the storytelling that, you know, in order to be authentic, you know, in order to be relevant, you have to package it. Okay. But don't fabricate it. Don't fabricate it, because the moment you start fabricating it, it's a big no. Because customer will then start understanding that something is wrong. You are faking it.
Yes.
When customer will think that, oh, you are faking it, you have fabricated it, it's a wrong thing. So there is a very thin line, you know, where you have to understand where you are promising and, you know, where you are fabricating it.
Correct. And it's not just that. I mean, you're going to share it across a host of platforms.
Correct.
People are, just like you're going to do it, everybody is going to do it. So you have to be competitive enough, and you'll get only one chance.
Agreed.
Every time we talk about, you know, time on page from marketing perspective, it is going down from seconds. Now probably it will be milliseconds. So
I mean, in Instagram, it is 2 seconds, I guess.
Exactly. So you've got just one chance. And if you ruin that with an unauthentic story, you're gone.
Correct. The attention span time is so less that you have to be to the point and you have to be relevant also.
Exactly. So social media, customer stories, content marketing, offline engagement, these are all channels, formats. Anything new that you've come across to help brands promote themselves?
So I just want to share my experience and the latest report that I have read, actually. It's been released by LinkedIn, actually. LinkedIn Marketing Report 2024, where you know, they have done this research with a lot of marketers who are there out. One thing which fascinated me, it's about the visual approach. 50% of the marketers at this moment, they have observed this, the visual format that has worked for them when it comes to storytelling. One is video and second is infographic.
Yes.
I was not expecting that, because infographics are very old school. And then I was like, why infographic? And then I had did my own research. I did in 2024 as a marketer for my own brand, I've understood that this space is too cluttered now.
Yes.
The social media is cluttered now. Everything is so big, so jazzy, so out and loud, that a lot of people have started relating with the old school stuff, which is very simple, subtle, and to the point.
Correct.
Infographics give you an understanding of any product, services, in a glance. And you have a visual appeal to it also because it is not loud as well.
Correct.
You can concise and summarize an entire information in just, one image itself. So you don't have to scroll, you don't have to swipe, you don't have to wait for 30 seconds. In just one look, you can have the entire answer.
Correct.
So no, not surprised that infographics are the new trends that are going to work. Video, yes, because of the new generation. Because the new generation is consuming more content because they don't like to read. Sorry, I'm not saying, I know you like to read books, you have just mentioned, but unfortunately, the new generation that is coming, the Gen Z's, they don't like reading books. Everything is audiovisual now. Podcasts are trending. Vlogs are working for, a lot of brands because they've understood everybody wants a content piece that is, good to be consumed as per their convenience. Mm-hmm. I guess a couple of, today only I was discussing with you, convenience marketing is what working.
Yes.
And such things works, like when you have recorded videos, when we have recorded podcasts, when you have recorded webinars, anything which is, a customer can consume as per their convenience, that actually works for them. So I think infographic and videos, I agree, all my peers agree that, these are going to be the trends that has, going to shape AI on top of that. So I have seen a lot of brands are using AI images now, AI visuals, because it is something different. Now, we have seen that a lot of AI images are circulating around, social media. The biggest example was the US election. Somehow it has boosted that, and a lot of people have started consuming AI images,
yes.
Which is also a new trend because a lot of marketers, just like us, we have seen that how AI is shaping our industries, especially SMBs, because when you have limited budget, when you have, very less opportunity or the opportunity time, you have to utilize it. And AI is playing a very crucial role for most of our marketers. A lot of storytelling has been done by these AI tools, because you can generate quick results. But again, AI is going to give you a support, or it can just show you a path. You have to understand it, like this is your brand, this is what you want to achieve. You have to customize it.
Correct.
Do not rely on AI blindly. This is, again, my ask to most of the marketers and SMBs. When it comes to storytelling, do not just rely on AI, because AI can give you a good script. It can give you a good visual. But how authentic it is, you have to cross-check it.
Yes.
And though it is trend, everything which is trending is not relevant. Huh?
Good line. I like it. I like it.
So, this is what I have observed, actually. And there are many things. Because in India, because we are Indians, in India, there is a lot of cultural diversity. Your just one campaign may not work. Your one format of storytelling may not work. For example, let's say I'm sitting in Mumbai. Mumbai people maybe are more apt towards podcasts, or they like to see videos. But let's say somebody who is sitting in tier 2 or tier 3 cities, they may not be having that much of exposure and access to, vlogs or podcasts. So maybe they are not that type of an audience. You have to change your mode. You have to change your format. You may have to start writing a blog, or you have to start sending a WhatsApp messages with the proper content, because this is how you have to do it. One way of storytelling needs to be packaged and customized in different formats as per your customer.
Correct.
Like I said, in your framework, your hero has to be at the center. And if your hero likes to see video, you have to make video. If your hero likes to listen to podcasts, you have to make podcasts. Right. And if your hero wants to read an article, you have to make an article. So this is how it differs, because India is a very, diverse place, and the storytelling format and the mode, it has to change. It has to be packaged. It has to be customized. And I think all the SMBs who are actually right now putting their foot forward, they need to consider that at this moment, because this is a problem with most of our marketers, especially in SMBs. They think that, okay, we have created a world-class video, a world-class campaign, and it's going to work out. No, you have to also understand that your customer is not same. I mean, that's why we create customer personas. We need to understand, like, okay, that's why we don't have five fingers equal. All are different. So you can't fit the same ring to all of them. Right. You have to change it. So that's a very, like, this is a layman example, actually, I'm giving. But
so that comes from stories that you've heard. It's part of the story that you've heard as a child.
You know? Yeah.
Not all five fingers are the same. And it stuck because you heard a story around it.
So yeah.
That's where I said, you know, all these epics, for most of them, which are part of our history, the greatest stories that have been told are strategic guides. You know, they will tell you how you have to take things forward from, you know, a business perspective also. So you can't just look at a Ramayana or a Mahabharata from a history perspective. They are business lessons also. So, for example, networking or power of alliances is part of how, you know, wars were won. For SMBs, this could mean partnerships or collaborations or even building a stronger team. Like, employee comes first. Or, you know, adaptability. How does one adapt? You know, Lord Krishna emphasizes Arjuna that you have to focus, you have to adapt, you have to stay agile, and you have to change based on the circumstances. You can't just use one, arrow everywhere. And ethics and values are the epitome. You know, that's the highlight of all these stories. You have to have something at the core. Value systems, they should be true. You know, I've seen companies who, you know, use value systems or core values as part of presentations and event startups. They don't actually believe in them. They have core values.
I think, it's a harsh truth that, you know, what we preach, we don't practice.
Exactly. And then it defeats the purpose of having a core value. So ultimately, storytelling is kind of conveying that we have the same value system or we have a good value system. And then that is where you start working with, you know, both of them together. So to have common purpose and emotion and, you know, all the stuff that we talked about, authenticity and stuff like that.
Correct. And also, one thing also I just wanted to mention, because just you have spoken about, you know, a lot of the brands, what they talk about, what they mention. Like, so there's one more thing, which is called overloading stories.
Yes.
Because sometimes we just feel like we have everything and we just go ahead about it. No, there is a full stop for everything. Everything has to be meant for a certain period of time and for a certain time limit as well. Right. You cannot overload stories also. Right. Because the moment you stretch it, your customer will feel like, no, now you are faking it.
Right.
So don't overload your stories as well. Be crisp, be relevant, be concise also with that. Have relevant details with it. Also, whenever you communicate and you want to talk about it, have some simplicity in your communication. Don't use fancy jargons, you know, which a customer can't even understand.
Correct.
I mean, this is what's happening these days. You know, in a lot of the communications which I'm actually looking at, especially on LinkedIn also, when you go through the captions, when you go through the articles, they are so complicated. There are like so many complex jargons that one individual has to literally go back and check what the sentence actually mean. That defeat the purpose, because if a customer is not able to understand it, there is no need of putting it out. So don't overload your stories. Don't use fancy jargons. Don't be irrelevant. Right. Be relevant. So that's where it makes sense, because this is where they defeat the purpose, because what they put, they don't talk about it, because they put simple things, but they start talking fancy things.
Exactly. You're absolutely right. And this actually makes me remember one thing, because it was part of a story. So I'm going to tell you two people who have kind of influenced me, and we'll mark them on the podcast link also. So both of them have been my managers. One was a, you know, EVP marketing, and one was the partner in my previous organization. They both recommended me one book. Two books, you can say. One was Made to Stick, and the other one was Don't Make Me Think. And these both became philosophies of whatever I did, be it branding, be it lead gen, be it sales support, or be it, you know, working with, you know, incubations or stuff like that, or even till the date that we've even interacted, these books have remained at the core. So for me, that medium is right. For everybody else, like you mentioned, it could be different. But at the core, it is a story. If you tell it in a story format, people will definitely remember. Storytelling is very powerful. Right. It's not about selling. It's mainly about connecting, inspiring, and creating something that lasts, makes an impact.
Indeed. And there is, I remember in my office, there is a wall where, you know, they have, especially in the sales floor, actually, they have put it, which says, don't sell, help. So I was like, if we understand this approach, you know, okay, that you have to help someone, you have to, you know, support somebody in their journey, that can only be done through a proper communication, through a proper storytelling. And who could be a better storyteller than a sales marketing person?
Absolutely. Everybody has to be a, you know, storyteller, actually. But then we are the best ones because we know
correct.
That.
We are the best ones.
Marketing.
That's in our blood, actually.
Yeah, that's in the marketing blood. So that's where I love this. Wonderful, wonderful, Shantanu. I've loved this interaction. And we're going to continue this in the next podcast also, because we're not going to leave you so quickly. touched based on branding, beyond logos, we have touched based on storytelling. There's going to be an interesting topic, the third one. So to all SMB owners, marketers listening, take a moment to reflect. Take a moment and try to write it down. What's your story? How you can share it in a way that resonates with your audience. That's what I would love you to take out from this episode. If you've enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to like, share, and subscribe to Mindful Minutes, and share this episode with fellow storytellers. Any last words, Shantanu?
I would say to all the SMBs at this moment, whom are going to watch, to all the marketers, just be yourself. Don't complicate. I know things are changing, but there are a lot of things that are happening. There is a lot of distraction as well. But if you be yourself, if you stick to yourself, your core, your values, your authenticity, nobody's going to stop you from growing. So be authentic and be yourself.
Wonderful, wonderful. We are on SMBs. Let's craft a world where, you know, every SMB has a story worth telling that is authentic. So on that note, thank you for tuning in. Until next time, stay mindful and keep sharing your story. Bye-bye.